Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for an air fryer, sausage, cheese and bean melts. If you love the melts that you get from Greggs or from other similar places, note that you can make them from scratch in the air fryer and they taste delicious, and it's a wonderful cheap dinner, especially if you're making your own pastry. You'll need a batch of our air fryer shortcrust pastry, or pie crust as you might call it, as well as just one thick sausage. And that's the beauty of this recipe. It's great because you can stretch one sausage between you all. And we also use 200 grams, which is about half a can of baked beans, along with about 50 grams of grated cheddar cheese, and then egg wash for your pastry. And then we used a Philips air fryer, and we also used our own pasty maker, which is basically this wonderful little plastic thing that you can put your pastry into and it will press it down and it'll look just like a pasty or a melt that you've actually bought when you've been in a British bakery. So firstly, I recommend you make ahead your pastry. If you're doing it several hours before eating, then you can wrap it in some cling film or plastic wrap and store it in the fridge for later. Or what you can do is, if you have got pastry left over, you can do the same thing with it, but freeze it, and then you can defrost it when you fancy making some more of these lovely melts. And then once you're ready to start cooking, slice the sausages into small pieces and air fry for 8 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, and then place into a bowl. Then add to the bowl the baked beans and cheese and mix well with a fork. Roll out the pastry on a clean worktop, making sure your worktop is nicely floured and also that your rolling pin's floured as well. Once rolled, use your pasty maker to create four rounds, rolling the pastry again if needed. And then place one at a time of the pastry rounds into the pasty maker and push down to expand if it's not already touching the edges. And then this will help you create the lovely pattern on your pastry. Then fill half of one side of the filling with the filling and then press down the pasty maker until you have the perfect shape, adding egg wash to the edges if you need help sticking it down. Then place the pasties, two at a time, on a layer of foil into the air fry basket and then brush with egg wash. Air fry the sausage, cheese and bean melt for 8 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, and then brush with egg wash again, and then air fry for a further 4 minutes at 200 Celsius, 400 Fahrenheit before serving nice and warm. And you could follow the same method with any of your favourite pasty fillings. Or if you're on a diet and you don't want to use pastry, you can swap the pastry for some Weight Watchers mini wraps as well. And that works wonders too. And it's just brilliant for something simple that you can cook at home in your air fryer. Thanks so much for listening, and I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook. And to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and the accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them, and we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to recipethis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.